We killed time for several days. I tried to read some theorics books I'd brought, but couldn't concentrate and ended up sleeping for unreasonable amounts of time. Saman had found a place near an office module where he could get patchy connections to the reticulum. He went there once a day, then came back to scan through the information he had acquired. Yule and Cord watched Spiele's on a tiny Jija screen when they weren't gathering firewood. Ganeliel Crade read his scriptures in Old Bayesian and began to signal interest in something that he had been polite enough to avoid and that I had been dreading. Religion. Saman once saved me from a near brush with that by looking up suddenly from his Jija, finding my face at the other end of the room, then dropping his gaze again to the screen. He had recently come back from one of his data foraging expeditions. There were still a few clots of ice dangling from his whiskers. I went over and squatted next to his chair.
After we left Sambul, I began trying to obtain access to certain reticules, Saman explained. Normally these would have been closed to me, but I thought I might be able to get access if I explained what I was doing. It took a little while for my request to be considered. The people who control these were probably searching the reticulum to obtain corroboration for my story.
How would that work? I asked. Saman was not happy that I'd inquired. Maybe he was tired of explaining such things to me. Or maybe he still wished to preserve a little bit of respect for the discipline that we had so flagrantly been violating.
Let's suppose there's a Spiele captor at the mess hall in that hellhole town where we bought snow tires.
Norslav, I said.
Whatever. This Spiele captor is there as a security measure. It sees us walking to the till to pay for our terrible food. That information goes on some reticule or other. Someone who studies the images can see that I was there on such and such a date with three other people. Then they can use other such techniques to figure out who those people are. One turns out to be Fra Erasmus from Sot Edhar. Thus, the story I'm telling is corroborated.
Okay, but how?
Never mind.
Then, as if he had grown weary of using that phrase, he caught himself short, closed his eyes for a moment, and tried again.
If you must know, they probably ran an Asamakra on me.
Asamakra?
Asynchronous, symmetrically anonymized, moderated open cry repute auction. Don't even bother trying to parse that. The acronym is pre-reconstitution. There hasn't been a true Asamakra for 3,600 years. Instead, we do other things that serve the same purpose and we call them by the old name. In most cases, it takes a few days for a provably irreversible phase transition to occur in the reputon glass. Never mind. And another day after that to make sure you aren't just being spoofed by ephemeral stochastic nucleation. The point being, I was not granted the access I wanted until recently.
He smiled, and a hunk of ice fell off his whiskers and landed on the control panel of his Jija.
I was going to say, until today, but this damned day never ends.
Fine. I don't really understand anything you said, but maybe we can save that for later.
That would be good. The point is that I was trying to get information about that rocket launch you glimpsed on the Spiele.
Ah! And have you succeeded?
I'd say yes. You might say no, because you avout like your information tidily written down in a book and cross-checked by other avout. The information we trade in is noisy and ambiguous and suggestive. Often is images or acoustical signatures instead of words.
I accept your rebuke. What have you got?
8 went up on that rocket.
So the official statement was a lie, as we suspected.
Yes.
Who were they?
I don't know. That's where things get noisy and ambiguous. This thing was very hush-hush, military secrets and so forth. There is no passenger manifest that I can read to you, no stack of dossiers. All I have is 10 seconds of really bad images from the collision avoidance Spiele captor on the windscreen of some janitor's fetch, taken while he was parallel parking in a tight spot a quarter of a mile away. Motion artifacts have been removed, of course.
Saman caused the Jija to begin playing back a snippet of, as advertised, terrible Spiele data. It showed a coach with military markings parked next to a large building. A door in the side of the building opened. 8 people in white coveralls came out and climbed into the coach. They were followed by others who looked like doctors and technicians. The interval between the building and the coach was about 20 feet, so we got to see them walk that far. Saman made the thing run on infinite loop. The first couple of dozen times through, we focused all of our attention on the first 4 people in the white suits. Faces were impossible to make out, but it was surprising how much could be inferred from how people moved. Three of the white-suited people moved in an ever-shifting triangle around a fourth, who was bigger than all of them, with prepossessing hair. He carried himself erect and moved in a heedless line. The others scurried and weaved. His coverall was subtly different from the others. It had a pattern of stripes or markings crisscrossed over it, almost as if he had been draped in a few yards of rope, I said, freezing the image and pointing to it. I've seen something like that before, at Appert. There was an extra wearing something like that. He was a Warden of Heaven priest. That is their ceremonial garb.